A lot of people, you know, want to believe in this concept of moral progress, but can you reconcile that? I think I understood you to say that you could reconcile that with a world that doesn't become one-dimensional, where we all have to think the same. Paint your picture of what, you know, rolling the clock 50 years forward, 100 years forward, how you would like to think of the world, balancing moral progress with richness.
Well, I think once you admit that we are on path toward understanding our minds at the level of the brain in some important detail, then you have to admit that we are going to understand all of the positive and negative qualities of ourselves in much greater detail. So we're going to understand positive social emotion, like empathy and compassion, and we're going to understand the factors that encourage it, whether they're genetic, whether they're how people talk to one another, whether they're economic systems. And insofar as we begin to shine light on that, we're inevitably going to converge on that fact space. I mean, so everything is not going to be up for grabs. It's not going to be like, you know, veiling my daughter from birth is just as good as teaching her to be confident and well-educated in the context of men who do desire women. You know, so I don't think we need an NSF grant to know that compulsory veiling is a bad idea. But at a certain point, we're gonna be able to scan the brains of everyone involved and actually interrogate them. You know, I mean, do people love their daughters just as much in these systems? And I think there are clearly right answers to that.